The First Family of Fright is back.
What a glorious day!
In a spooktacular comedy the whole family will love. Warner Brothers Family Entertainment invites you to the Addams Family Reunion.
Who are those people?
Starring Daryl Hannah as Morticia.
How do I look?
Dressed to kill.
Tim Curry as Gomez. So get into the spirit.
Watch your step.
It's a killer comedy. The whole family will be dying to see. The Addams Family Reunion, now on video.
To life, to death, to family. Not necessarily in that order.
Hello, and welcome to Fun Sized Sequels, an offshoot of the Unloved Sequels podcast, where we look at the straight-to-video sequels that even the studios didn't make that big a deal of. We're your hosts, Michael, say hello.
Hello.
And me, Claire, being creepy, kooky, mysterious, spooky, and altogether ooky at the Addams Family Reunion. Michael, it was your turn to choose the movie, so tell us about Addams Family Reunion.
So the Addams Family are back. This time they're heading to a family reunion to help Gomez and Festa get help for their ill grandparents by trying to look for a family member that's a witch doctor, or so they thought. So this movie, well, kind of, if you call it a movie, it's more like a pilot to a TV series, was straight to VHS and Laserdisc and was released on September the 22nd, 1998. And hasn't been released yet on any other format, including Blu-ray or streaming. You can just find it on YouTube if you're really, really lucky and you want to watch a VHS that has been burnt into a digital format.
Yeah, it's not comfy to watch, is it?
No, it's very painful. You're just like, is this a VHS format or is this just a really bad pirated copy that you're like, is this right? Should I be watching this? Should I be? You're like, well, it's on YouTube and no one's taking it down. So you think it must be okay. So the team behind the Power Rangers decides to buy the rights to the Addams Family. And they thought that they could improve on the two box office, well, one of the huge box office film, the 1991 massive movie that did really, really well. It made 191 million against a budget of 30. Got Golden Globe nominations, was huge for Jennifer Houston. Yeah, she got nominated for a Golden Globe.
Yeah.
She's iconic in it. And they made a sequel to that and spent 111 million against a budget of 47 million. So it was a little bit disappointing, the sequel, even though the sequel was an improvement on the original movie. If you look at kind of like what reviews and the cult following, Addams Family Values is far more like loved today than the original Addams Family movie was. Even though the critics said it's an improvement on the original movie. So Paramount decided that they weren't going to make a third movie within the franchise. Also, now if I'm getting his name right, Raul Julia, is that how you would say it, Claire?
Raul, I would think Julia.
Julia
is my guess. I did try to look it up and I didn't get very far with success, but I'm guessing it's Raul Julia rather than Julia.
Yeah, unfortunately he passed away after making Street Fighter, the movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
So, was that his last movie?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, there's a legacy.
Yeah, it is. I still like it, though. It's a guilty pleasure. There's nothing quite like watching that movie and thinking, why is Kylie Minogue in a movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme? It's such a weird, weird world of the 90s. So along came Warner Brothers Home Entertainment and went directly to the estate of Charles Addams, who originally designed the comic strip. Mm-hmm. The contract they had with Paramount was only for movies from the big screen. So they got a loophole in it to make the sequel. So Claire, what did you think of this film?
What did I think of this film? I don't really know what I thought of this film. There's a lot in it that I like.
Yeah.
There's a lot in it that I don't like. The part of the issue, one of the big issues with the film, and as we go on, I'm sure we'll talk more in detail about the specific things that we liked and didn't like.
Yeah.
But I think the crux of my issue with this film actually lies in the production. And the fact that the studio, they brought in the director, Dave Payne.
Yeah.
They wanted a kind of quirky, creepy kids movie. And he wanted to take it in a certain direction, and actually the studio were really firm that no, this wasn't to be a family movie, it was to be specifically a children's movie. So where the previous two Addams Family mm-hmm. movies had kind of straddled that line of stuff that will appeal to the kids, but also a few jokes that the adults will appreciate and that go over the kids' heads, and, you know, it's slightly more sophisticated humour in places. The studio were not interested in that with this movie. It was all about appealing just to the children. And if the adults were in the room to watch it, then fine. But I suppose because it was going to be a home release, they were thinking, well, the kids could be watching it on their own. The parents don't need to be in the room. The irony of that, of course, being I put it on to watch with my two kids, and I was the only one in the room for a lot of the film because I didn't have the choice to walk away.
Was that to do with the quality of the picture, or they're just bored throughout the whole movie?
I don't know. I think probably a bit of both. It's obviously a much lower quality than they're used to watching.
Yeah.
But they also just, they weren't into it. And my seven-year-old found the effects a bit weird. And it was, there were bits of it that he found scary, which is partly just him being, yeah. But I mean, he's a little sensitive soul sometimes. And then, so I think some of it is that, because really it's not, but he has a very vivid imagination. So I wonder if perhaps he kind of bridged the gaps in what you could see.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe what he was seeing on the screen was better quality than what was actually there, because his imagination was kind of adding in the CGI, if you like.
Yes.
Because the effects in this movie are not good. Like, I spent the first half of the movie wondering whether they were doing it on a green screen. Like, even the soundstage stuff with the exterior of the house, everything where they were outside the house looked to me like
ditto.
Filmed on a green screen.
I was a bit like, did they?
I presume it was done on a soundstage, but it looked really weird.
It was like they didn't build the house. They're like, this house was added in afterwards.
Maybe it was a green screen. Maybe it was just a little model house and they didn't bother building the set for them to, I don't know. It looked really off to me. And so I think the film suffered from not having that kind of broader appeal that the previous two had. Now, like I said, there are bits of this movie that I love. Tim Curry is glorious in this film.
But he's having so much fun. I mean,
as far as I'm concerned.
He's having so much fun.
He
is,
and he made me have a bit of fun with it as well, because had he not been there, goodness knows how I would have got through that hour and a half. It was a long hour and a half, it felt. But I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Tim Curry should be in every single movie. I'd be very happy.
So you'd be quite happy that every single movie in the world had Tim Curry in it and Patrick Stewart.
Now that, yes.
Because one of the previous episodes.
I know, I'm as you're saying that, I'm realising I said that Patrick Stewart should be in every movie. I wonder if they've made a movie together. I'm going to look it up at some point.
That would be awesome.
There must be a movie with them both in. I'm going to watch it. Anyway, so he is wonderful. He is doing exactly what he was hired to do, which was to be kind of slightly weird and slightly oozy, if you like.
Well, he wants to play it very differently, didn't he, to Rule. He really wanted to play it differently to the previous incarnations of that character. But he wanted the character to be a little bit more quirky.
Yes. And you can see that. And I appreciate that he was trying to play it differently as well, rather than it trying to replicate the previous version, because obviously without being able to get the original actor, or the previous actor, I suppose, because not the original, without being able to get Raul Julia back, I think to try and replace him would not have worked.
No.
So I'm quite glad that he took a different direction with it. I like Daryl Hannah in the movie.
Really?
So just for a bit of context. Well, no. Yes, I do. There's a but for a bit of context. Yeah. So for anyone who doesn't know, they did approach most of the original cast of the previous two movies to be in this sequel. Angelica Houston and Christopher Lloyd both declined out of respect for Raul Julia. They didn't want to carry on without him. Christina Ricci and Jimmy Workman, who had played Wednesday and Pugsley, had basically aged out of the roles. They were too old to come back into those characters, so they couldn't be cast. Mm-hmm. Although I think I might have quite liked a Christina Ricci cameo somewhere. I think they could probably have...
She's coming back into the Addams Family fold, isn't she? There's a new Netflix series directed, made by Tim Burton, but based on Wednesday, and Christine Ritchie is involved somehow. I don't know. I think it's basically about college days, like university. So I'm kind of thinking that she might be playing a teacher or a family member. What would be quite exciting.
We shall see. We shall see. But yeah, so she wasn't in the sequel. We did get Carol Struycken as Lurch and Christopher Hart as Thing. There are two returning cast members for this movie.
Oh, I'd hate to see them when they rocked up to set and they were like, this is a very different budget.
Where's everyone else? Yeah.
Well, they probably knew it was a new cast, but he was probably like, this is a very different film.
Yes. So instead of Angelica Houston, we have Daryl Hannah, who I like.
Yes.
I like as Morticia. I don't really like her as a pairing with Tim Curry, though. I think they're more Morticia and Gomez from different versions of the family.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? I think they're both good in the role. I think their dynamic is not quite right. It gave me kind of creepy uncle vibes a little bit.
It was, for me,
because there's quite a big age gap between them as well. Maybe that's part of it. And maybe it's just that Tim Curry just gives off creepy vibes in pretty much everything anyway. I don't know. But I liked Daryl Hannah, but not enough for it to save the
movie. Was very weird because in the previous versions of Morticia, she's always been the kind of like very passive, very relaxed, kind of like secluded kind of character, and not the very sexually driven character that's always been played with Gomez. Like the minute Morticia uses French, it's like, right, it's like, oh
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in this, they kind of swap those roles around.
That dynamic is flipped, isn't it? So she is far more into him than he is into her.
And I found that
a real gear change.
Yeah, because I was a bit like, oh, because it kind of like made her sexual fiend than he did, and it was a bit kind of like, yeah. And then they tried recreating the dance routine from Adam's Family Values when in the ballroom when they spin around and stuff, and I was just like, this is like a bargain basement attempt to do what Angelica Houston did so iconically well in both these movies. It was such a shame.
Well, this is the issue, isn't it? You can't help but draw comparisons, and it's like you were saying earlier, it's tricky because this film it's a bit like when we did Return of Jafar.
Yeah.
It's a sequel, but it's also a prequel for the TV series that came after. The new Addams Family, which again had none of the same cast. The only continuing actor from Reunion into the new Addams Family was the girl that played Wednesday, the whole of the rest of the cast, which kind of makes you wonder, why did they bother spending the money on Tim Curry and Daryl Hannah? Because they can't have been cheap.
Did they not even use the same Uncle Fester?
No. The only cast member who carried on was the girl that played Wednesday, whose name escapes me temporarily. I'm going to look it up.
She's it's just a shame because I felt that out of everyone, she was the most wooden. Like of all the everybody that was in it. And I know that she's following...
That felt to me very much like direction, though, rather than performance. It felt like she was... Because, again, Christina Ricci's performance as Wednesday was very static.
Yes, it was natural.
But it was, I suppose, more nuanced vocally than it was in this performance. And so I think maybe that's where it doesn't quite... I feel like she was trying to recreate Christina Ricci's Wednesday and didn't manage it.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. Yeah, it's a shame. In terms of the rest of the movie, do you know what? I like the premise. A lot of people are kind of a bit down on the premise of this movie. I think it's a much more straightforward premise than the previous two Addams Family movies.
I liked it as well. I thought it was kind of fun that they got to take them away from their quirky world. And they kind of like played into the whole, like the cheery summer camp kind of role they played in and family values, and they've kind of like flipped it and done this family reunion that they've gone to the wrong family reunion. But while they're in the wrong family reunion, all I kept thinking, they went to the Addams fam, not the Addams family. There's a D missing.
Addams 1D rather than Addams 2D.
But the whole time I kept thinking, is there an Addams family reunion somewhere else down the road that's going to be for the weirdos that I'd rather watch? Because I was like, is there a better movie down the road at another function hall in the graveyard somewhere?
I think they missed an opportunity. I think they could have done something a lot better with the reunion. Once they'd got to the resort and got into the family reunion bit, it suddenly, for me, it became a little bit chaotic and a little bit like they didn't really know what they were trying to do. And it felt like they just took the same two or three gags and just did them again and again and again and again. You know, the whole thing of Gomez beating the cousin, the doctor, at sports, every single sport. We have to see them go and compete at like 5-6 different sports.
It's just so repetitive.
To drum home the point that Gomez is going to be better than him. And there's still, again, the plot line with Festa, and he keeps accidentally walking in on this poor woman who just goes around screaming for the rest of the movie.
Well, he's trying to get the hair for feeding the dog? I didn't quite understand all of that storyline either.
I don't know, because there's there was the sleepwalking bit as well where he, you know, like, it felt like he was following her, but he was asleep. So it just, it didn't really, I think it just didn't find itself. We didn't know what it was. What I did
And I overthought the whole time when they had the other Adams family members turn up at the Adams family house, that would have been so much better if they went to another Adams family reunion with a bunch of quirky people, like loads of little cousin its and stuff.
Yes. But then again, what I was about to say was that actually I quite liked that subplot, purely because it reminded me, and this can't have been deliberate on the studio's part, but it reminded me of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I don't know if it's because my mind was already a little bit there because Tim Curry was in the movie, but the whole thing of this, there's a couple and they're driving in a storm and the car breaks down and they've got a flat tire. So they go to the creepy house and creepy stuff happens, is basically the plot of Rocky Horror Picture Show. Obviously, they didn't do it anywhere near so well as they did in Rocky Horror Picture Show, mostly because Tim Curry wasn't in that bit of the storyline. Mm-hmm. But I found it quite odd that that storyline seemed so reminiscent of Rocky Horror, when that can't have been a deliberate decision.
But like a 91 minutes long movie as a pilot for a TV show, they easily could have shaved another 11 minutes off of this. I think 80 minutes would have been more than enough. It is. I felt like there was parts of it that were like, does this need to be in here? Does it not? You know, it's a difficult pill to swallow sometimes. And don't forget, this movie was also shot over 30 days. It had a 30-day shoot. So they did all of this within 30 days. And that's a lot to do within 30 days. And that's kind of like...
Putting the
scenes together, that's production, that's kind of like in and out. There must have been like one take of everything and then off they pop to the next kind of like scene. And you know, with these kind of movies, when a lot of the main characters don't interact with each other, that's because they're like, it's less time for them on set. So like they kept
everyone together on the same day.
Yeah. So it's a lot, it speeds it up quite a lot. If people are kind of like out filming multiple scenes, you know, they could have what the second unit director doing the Wednesday and Pugsley stuff, and then the main director's working with Tim Curry and Daryl Hannah doing the ballroom scene and things like that. So he probably didn't even see half these rushes until he sat down. And this isn't the film he wanted to make, like you said, like the director wants to make something original and quirky and to keep his own twist on the Addams Family. And then the studio was like, no, it's got to be like the movies and it's got to be more kid friendly. And then because they bought the rights straight from the comic book, they were probably like, and it's going to be like, have these kind of aspects of it. So you can't change anything that's not originally from the Addams Family. So I feel like they didn't get a chance to express how they really wanted to do. And like, this is quite a big upkeep to keep when these two movies are so iconic and suddenly this person's coming along to try to reboot it. You know, it's quite a big tough take on.
It is. And I think if you're going to try and reboot it, you need to reboot it. You need to, clearly this was intended as a sequel. They approached the original cast as much as they could. And I think if they'd been able to get more of the original cast, but again, I think the dynamic of Angelica Houston without Raul Julia, I think wouldn't have worked. And I completely understand why she wouldn't have wanted to make the movie without him. And I think at that point, they'd have been much better off going, okay, let's just strip it right back. If we're going back to the comic book for reference rather than to the previous movies, we've got a completely new cast. Let's change it up. Let's not try and make it feel like a remake, like a sequel, make it feel like a reboot or a remake rather than trying to bring it through the same continuity. I think if they pitched it as a completely fresh start to lead into the TV series, or maybe I'm giving them more credit than they deserve.
Oh, Claire, how many creepy coffins would you give Addams Family Values. Not Values, Reunion.
I'm going to give it... I don't like to be mean about movies, but I don't think I can give it more than one.
Really?
I know. It's not a good film. That one is basically for Tim Curry. And the rest of it...
Not even half a star extra for Daryl Hannah's attempt of Morticia.
Go on then. Okay, I'll give Daryl Hannah a half a creaky coffin. So one and a half. Right. Yeah, that's as much as I... It didn't engage my children, which is a big fail if it's supposed to be a kids movie. It didn't really engage me, and I was trying really hard to be engaged because basically it was my job to be engaged with the movie so that I could talk about it for this, and that was a struggle. Yep. It was one of the longest hour and a halves I've had in recent weeks, months. I don't know when an hour and a half last felt quite so long to me. And there were bits of it I liked, but not enough to make up for all the rest, I think. So, yeah. One and a half out of five from me. How about you?
I'm going to give it two.
Ooh.
I'm going to give it two. It was a very long hour and a half. I really enjoyed Tim Curry in it. I just think he's such an unappreciated actor. You know, I really enjoy most of the work he's done. He's such a staple, not just in our friendship, but kind of like a lot of the films I watch with the youth, including It.
Yeah.
Like, I just think he's such a great actor. And like Home Alone 2 and kind of like you've got Rocky Horror Picture Show. Anything he does, he's such a good sport. I enjoyed the concept of the movie, them going to a reunion. I like the quirkiness. I thought the support cast, when there's quite a lot of sub characters that are played by famous people in this. And I thought they were, I think the crew and the stars went there to kind of like have fun with it. And I think they did. I think the translation of it got lost somewhere between editing and what the studio wanted and what the director wanted to bring to the table. I think the time that he took on the job and wanted to make his own version of Adam's Family and got told he has to do what the studio wanted for this Nickelodeon type movie, I think he lost his heart somewhere in the mix. But overall, I give it two creepy coffins.
Wow. There we have it, Addams Family Reunion. So thanks for listening, everyone. Let us know what you thought of the movie. If you've seen it, then let us know. And if you haven't seen it, it's on YouTube. Go and enjoy.
You can watch it for free.
Yeah. It's always good
to have
a free stream. Tell us what you think of the movie. Tell us what you think of the podcast. Tell us what you would like us to talk about next. You can email us, unlovedsequels@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, @unlovedsequels. Anything else, Michael? Anything else you want to add?
No, not at all. Guys, please get in contact. Let us know what you would like to see. That would be wonderful, because I think that we're going to start... we're going to have to start watching movies that we actually like that other people don't. So it'd be great to hear from you guys. But until next time, keep you watching the screen.